The following was recorded in front of a live studio audience at the Studio 21 Podcast Cafe. This is the United Podcast Network.
Hey, everybody, this is The Ashholes. Each week, they smoke a different cigar, sometimes the same cigar, but mostly different, and they give their honest impression. They always assign an official Ashholes rating to that cigar. So, pull up a chair, light up, relax, be an Ashhole too. It's very rewarding.
Broadcasting live from the Studio 21 Cigar Studio, but Two Guys Smoke Shop in Salem, New Hampshire. This is the Ashholes Podcast, and today we're talking mob movies and cigars.
That's right, gabagoo and cigars. whoop. Hello.
Wrong direction.
Yeah, mob movies and cigars. Welcome to another edition of the Ashholes. I am Dan. I am joined by Ed Sullivan. The Kilt Man is back. John Cunningham, former asshole, now rehabbed back to being an asshole.
Thanks for wearing pants today. It's appreciated.
Yes. We have Aaron and we have Chrissy on the Wheels of Steel. And we're going to talk about some mob movies. A lot of celebrity cigars coming out these days, but one specifically stands out when it comes to the mob movies. Well,
where's Dave? Is he like a dirty rat or something and he's in witness protection now?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe he's on the lam or...
Oh, he's got the name.
Isn't it Youngstown, Ohio is where a lot of
they put him there?
Yeah. I read something about that
But
lately.
If you put them all in the same place, eventually people are going to catch on.
That's true.
Kind of easy. Narrows it down.
Witness protection.
This guy's not in witness protection. Chaz Palminteri. He's got a new cigar. And we're going to light it up. John, what are we smoking today?
Today, we are lighting up a Bronx Tale Caligaro Toro. It's made in the Dominican Republic. It's a 6x54. The wrapper is also Ecuador Habano. The binder is Dominican Republic. The filler is Dominican Republic and Nicaraguan. And the price is $12.89 per signal. And that is $226. $99 per box of 20. And you can find that cigar on twoguys.com, and that is twoguys.com.
It's a very red country, the Dominican Republican.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
twoguyscigars.com.
Twoguyscigars.
If you just go to twoguys.com, I don't know where that's going to take.
Nah. Well, so much for the glasses here. I'm just taking these.
The number two. But I will say, for a celebrity cigar, and I feel like this has kind of been a new thing lately, where it's not $20.
Which is good.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the same thing. We smoked it a couple weeks ago. I believe the other show smoked it this weekend, the Blackened Shades of Black. That's under $15. I think, you know, Dave might have been right about that whole McAuliffe effect thing about bringing the prices back.
I think you mentioned it, and I felt the same way. The second time we smoked that Shade to Black, it was much
better. Way better. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We smoked it on the Ashholes, I think, right after it came out, maybe a week later, because it was, you know, the trade show was the middle of March, and then right after we got this, one of the first things we got from the show, and it wasn't great.
No, it wasn't great.
And we smoked it on Saturday when we did the cigar draft show, which the draft packs are available right now on twoguyscigars.com. It was a night and day experience. It was so good, I smoked the double Corona on the way here. But so this is the sequel to the original Bronx Tale cigar, which I think was just called Bronx Tale, right? Does that sound familiar?
I mean, it sounds familiar, but it could be the movie, I think.
Yes. Either way, the original release was expensive. It wasn't a cheap date. And I think that they decided they wanted to get in on the McAuliffe effect and make the Caligaro, which is named after the protagonist, De Niro's character in the movie.
They do tend to cut calls on secret goods now.
Yeah. So. Well, can you light it?
Cold draw. I'm thinking orange zest.
Yeah, I get that too.
I was going more just graham crackers, you know.
Graham, you always come out. What about orange? What about those orange vanilla wafers? Would that be graham?
Orange ones? They have.
Yeah, you know the orange ones. They have strawberry ones.
I don't know if I've had it.
They're good.
You're the only one.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm getting a little taste of that dark orange chocolate.
All right.
Ooh.
See, we're circling here.
Like those ones shaped like an orange, and then they
smash
come
on the chocolate.
That could be it. All right. Well, I think it's time to light our cigars. Brought to you by Perdomo, the hottest brand in the land, a company founded on quality, tradition, and excellence.
One draw, that's the law. One draw, that's the law. One draw, that's the law.
One draw, that's the law. It's brought to you by Abuelo Cigars. You're going to live under my roof. You're going to play by my rules. Abuelo Cigars.
Not much different from the cold draw.
Really?
No. Yeah.
I haven't taken a puff yet.
Yeah, I mean, a smoked orange chocolate.
That's what I'm getting.
You know, but very smooth. Very smooth on the light.
Very nice.
You know, don't have a lot of the, right, as of, you know, one draw, that's the law, right? You know?
Yeah, that's all you get.
Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of those, like, typical Dominican taste that you pick up that, to be honest, I don't love. You know, a lot of times it can be a little bit bitter. And this is really smooth right off the light. Honestly, if I had to be, you know, stuck on one thing, it reminds me a lot of the McAuliffe Blue we smoked last week.
I mean, that had more of a punch and flavor. But
yes.
It is very smooth. Like, I retroed right off the first draw. And
yep.
Yeah, no burn, nothing. It's pretty well-balanced from the start, at least, it seems.
Yeah. So, today we're going to talk about mob movies and cigars. It's been a perfect pairing. I mean, since the beginning of mob movies, whenever, you know, 1920s, 30s, when all the original ones started coming out, they always had cigars. It's been a perfect pairing for over 50 years. So we're going to talk about some of our favorite mob movies, including A Bronx Tale. Now, have you guys seen A Bronx Tale?
I have, yes.
Long time ago.
Long time ago.
It's been a while.
I don't think I've ever actually watched the whole movie. I feel like I've probably watched the whole movie over clips over the time. And I think, I mean, most famous part of the movie is probably the Now You Can't Leave.
Yeah.
The bike scene.
It's a great scene.
Right? Yeah. So good. I mean, if you've never seen the movie, you definitely should go out of your way to check out A Bronx Tale. But, you know, basically, you know, all the guys are hanging out at this bar. It's probably their front, essentially, for where they all do their business. Kind of like if you watch The Sopranos, how the Bada Bing was.
Yep.
And
or like Dave's offices.
Or like Dave's offices, yeah. Right.
Don't.
And all these bikers show up who have really no place being there at this place, and they start causing havoc, and they lock the door, and they beat the shit out of them. And they beat up their bikes. Not really.
That's not nice.
No, but, you know, they weren't being nice either, so. You know, but I mean, that's a really good one. I mean, what are some of your guys' favorites? I mean, if you had to pick a couple that really stand out to you in mob movies.
Well, I love the Departed.
The Departed
is a classic.
Yep.
You know, you got a lot of great actors in there and stuff like that, especially young, you know, Leo DiCaprio and stuff. Just fantastic, fantastic movie.
Yeah.
Plus, it's out of Boston, too, which is just our backyard here.
Yeah.
Departed.
Know? Yeah. What's funny about that is it was a ripoff of a Japanese movie.
Yeah.
Really?
Which was about, I can't think of the name of it.
The Yakuza?
It was basically about the Yakuza, but then when Scorsese bought the development to make it in the U.S., it fit perfectly for, you know, it's not Whitey Bulger, but it basically is, you know, eerily similar traits Frank Costello has in the movie. But I don't really think there's a lot of cigars in that movie. It's mostly
I don't see much
cigarettes. And they beat up a lot of people from Rhode Island in that movie, which isn't
nice. I mean, that's got something
that's a good policy.
Yeah.
Not very nice.
No.
But, I mean, you know, it's not a movie, but I feel like the most iconic cigar mob movie or entertainment is Sopranos by far.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I know that me personally, I thought cigars were cool as shit because of the Sopranos, you know, because they always smoked and it was such an integral part of the show. And it was during, I guess it was the tail end of the cigar boom. The cigar boom was pretty much over 99, right?
Yeah. Well, he was smoking cigars. I mean, I got a huge poster of him in a tub puffing on a cigar.
The poster's in the tub or he's in the tub?
He's in the tub. Yeah.
And they got a lot of mileage out of that, too. I mean, how many cigar events do you remember in the 2000s? Because I wasn't allowed to smoke legally yet at that time. But how many cigar events do you think they were where they all showed up and they did autographs? Did you ever go to any of those, Ed?
No.
No?
I have no interest in that.
No?
Wow.
Well, there's people there. Right?
That's true. Yeah. And you're paying to meet people.
Yeah.
But... And they had the whole, I mean, they did the CAO cigars with
Ron Perlman. The
Different one. The Hellboy, you talking about the Hellboy cigars?
No, actually in Sons of Anarchy, Oh, he had his own cigars as well, which he smoked constantly.
That's right.
Of course, Ron Perlman's a huge cigar smoker.
Yeah.
He had them in Hellboys and all that stuff.
Yep. I forgot they made the Sons of Anarchy cigar.
Mm-hmm. They did.
It was after the Sopranos one was there. I remember it had the Cadillac Humidor box set. But that was probably the biggest one. But what other movies do you guys think really pop when it comes to?
You got to go Godfather 2, probably.
Godfather 2. It's a commitment, though.
It is.
A lot of them are, you know. Marvel movies just tend to be long.
You get to skip 3.
Yes.
Altogether. Don't even watch it.
You know what? We actually might have talked about this on the show. Godfather 3, if it was named anything but Godfather 3, it would be considered a good mob movie. But the fact that it was made, I don't know, 5 to 10 years after 2.
Good is a stretch.
It's not terrible. It's not terrible.
Tolerable.
Yeah. I mean, but if it was named anything else, it's a good movie. It's weird, but what I don't understand about some of the mob movies, like what gets considered a mob movie and what doesn't, you know, we talked to our friend.
Well, some people get confused and they think any crime movie is a mob movie, but it's not.
It has a mobster. It's like, well, that's not really it, you know?
We talked to our friend Chad, GPT.
Yeah.
And he gave us a list of the best mob movies ever, and they put Scarface on this list. Mm-hmm. Scarface is not a mob movie.
No.
It's a drug movie.
Yeah.
Drug lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a different thing.
Because Al Pacino is in it, he's not even playing an Italian. He's playing a Cuban.
Yeah, exactly.
And listen, the mob movies are all dictated by the code they live by. Mm-hmm. There's no code in Scarface. No. Just kill everybody.
Yeah. What about, if we're talking about it has to have a code, what about Blow? Blow was a little bit more organized than Scarface was.
Yeah, but that's still just
a drug movie.
That's
they said that the number one of all time is The Godfather, which, you know, they put Godfather Part 2 at 3, which I disagree with. I mean, Godfather 1 is great. Marlon Brando is great. Al Pacino is better in Godfather 1 than he is in Godfather 2.
Yeah, it might have been the best until 2 came out.
But the story in 2 is much better. Yeah. And we had our friend Tony V here today, and he was talking about how, if you guys ever seen when they're mixed in together, Bravo used to do it all the time, but I think you can, they did a whole cut where it's all 3 movies, but it's in chronological order, where, you know, 2 goes back to Italy and then goes back and forth, and it's more cohesive this way. I think it's much better to watch it that way, but Godfather 2, it's hard to beat, but also Goodfellas.
Sure.
And they smoke cigars in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I did not like that one.
You didn't like Goodfellas?
Actually, no. Take it away. Sorry. Untouchables is what I'm thinking of.
Totally different. Yeah, Untouchables.
That was a lot of hype behind that one, but I didn't
know. You know what? I think that there's a lot of people in Untouchables. Yeah. It's not...
there's a lot of famous people.
Does Danny DeVito pay Al Pacino? I don't have to date
Al Pacino.
Weird.
Al Capone.
I don't remember.
Or De Niro does. One of the two.
De Niro.
De Niro play,
You know what? You're mixed up with the movies. I just realized too, because I was looking at some stuff. It's gangsters. People confuse mob with gangsters. So like the drug ones are still gangster movies.
Yeah,
gangsters, right? Yes.
Different. Yeah.
So that's where I just looked up same thing, and they're like Scarface, greatest gang, but it says greatest gangster movie.
Yeah. We were having a debate earlier about is it American Gangster a mob movie?
Mm.
Gangster movie.
It's a drug because it's a drug movie. But, I mean, the mob is in American Gangster, but it's really about Frank Lucas, which was also a mob. They were a mob, but they just weren't the Italian mob, so it's a little bit different.
But what's the difference? I mean, everybody associates a gangster with the mob.
Right. Well, so, I mean, like Scarface, it's him. Right. Like, he has partners, but they're not organized. They're not...
I mean, do you consider it the mob if it's not the Italians? You know, it's not like the mob.
Yeah. Winter Hill Gang?
That's really,
At Winter Hill, exactly. There's, we have to create a chart, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Degrees of mobness.
Maybe a meter, a mob-o-meter. And, you know, like Goodfellas is a 10 on the mob-o-meter.
Can we have half points?
No. It has to be single points. It could be a strong 9.
Oh, no,
like Scarface is maybe like a 3 on the mob-o-meter.
All right.
You agree. It's a 3, right?
Yeah, but we don't need more meters.
I think we do.
Really?
I think the strength of meter has really opened the doors.
Give us like 5 years to digest what we have.
Right? I think it's opened the doors to really classifying everything we have.
I know, but it's still in the process of refining.
It's in beta.
Yeah, I mean, let's get that down before we create a whole lot.
We don't want to spread ourselves too thin, right?
No.
Wow. A couple of these movies, I don't even know if you guys have seen. Casino, I'm sure everyone's seen.
Yeah. Casino, yeah.
Casino's overrated. Mm. Can we agree on that?
Yeah, it's okay.
I think so.
It's too long.
Yeah.
Don't get the payoff you get in Goodfellas of, you know, up and down. It's just kind of dragged out. Donnie Brasco, great. Mm-hmm. Like that.
That's maybe underrated.
I think it's underrated.
Yeah.
We'll find out later when we get to our
top
five.
Will?
I think
good.
So. And then A Bronx Tale. Mm-hmm. So The Bronx Tale, for people who don't know, I know we talked a little bit about the scenes, is directed and starring Robert De Niro, also Chaz Palminteri, who wrote I didn't realize this, I learned this day, that he actually wrote the story, and it's about his life, about him growing up. I don't know.
Hmm.
But
I wasn't there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
No.
Buried the lead. But it's a coming age story that follows a young boy who's torn between his father, played by Robert De Niro, and the local mob boss, who's played by Chaz Palminteri. And I mean, if you think about it, that movie came out, what, early 90s? Maybe Chrissy can look it up on the Google machine of when Bronx Tale came up. Yeah, yeah. I think it's early 90s, maybe 91, 92. But, I mean, he's been doing the live.
93.
Wow.
September 93.
But he's been doing the live show, you know, one-man show for years. And, you know, he kind of got in on the tail end of when all these celebrity cigars came out. But I think it was at the right time because I think – if this cigar came out maybe 2015, 2016, it probably wouldn't have gotten the notoriety it did because there were so many on the market at that time.
He's a big cigar smoker?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I haven't met him.
I have my doubts.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
Now, you ever wonder if they're actually smoking those cigars or not, or they're just acting it?
Yeah. I mean, I think the only person I've ever really seen smoke their celebrity cigar was Gary Sheffield. Because he did events all over the country with it. He came to the store. I used to work in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
But
I think Guy Fieri smokes his cigars.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. Yeah. Is it the Flavortown?
Probably because they're free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
It does cause some editing issues.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, they would be free to the celebrity because the company is paying for their image and likeness.
They're probably giving them cigars, too.
So it's an endorsement.
Yeah. Well, it's... You know, like with A Bronx Tale, it's not, you're not just getting Chaz Palminteri, it's also his work, right?
So it's the like, whole tale.
Right. Yeah. It's like if Sylvester Stallone had a celebrity cigar and called it Rocky, I don't know if he owns the rights, but it'd be the same thing because he wrote it and, you know, was a big part of it.
If he doesn't have the rights, something went wrong.
Yeah. It's crazy. But, and also Miller's Crossing. Ever watch that one, Aaron?
No.
No, no.
Coen Brothers.
No, it sounds like Coen's Brothers.
Yeah.
Just the name of it. Like,
I'd be more curious about is we talked about the good ones. What are the bad ones? So, number one is Gotti with John Travolta. That was, I think he shaved his head at one point during that.
It shouldn't have been done.
Yeah, Travolta.
It wasn't that weird Travolta era where he was like, when he did the Oscars and he, Idina Menzel, he was like, the great Idina Menzel.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
wasn't every Travolta era kind of weird?
Pulp Fiction was pretty good. Yeah. Pulp Fiction Travolta is pretty good.
Pretty good.
Grease, Saturday Night Fever and Grease Travolta, that's...
Wasn't he in After Earth? No. not After Earth. It was...
Wild Hogs?
There's some really awful movies. I'm trying to think of it later.
Wasn't he in The
Punisher?
Boy in the Bubble? Wasn't that him?
Bubble Boy.
Yeah, yeah. Bubble Boy.
I thought Jake Gyllenhaal was
that was the hilarious remake. Just talking to somebody about that the other day. If you haven't seen isn't it hilarious?
That's a sleeper movie. Saying.
Battlefield Earth. That's what
very PC movie. Check it out.
Is that like Starship Troopers?
It's awful.
Oh, okay.
It's awful. Really awful.
Yeah, because it's funny you said Bubble Boy. Because you know what? When Bubble Boy reminds me of Corky Romano, which is on one of the worst movies.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
But that was like an SNL movie.
I would agree that is one.
But it's that one's like kind of, it's campy on purpose.
Never saw it.
Yeah, no. Ugh.
But again, we have to go to the Mob-O-Meter because Black Dahlia, Dahlia is considered a mob movie. And even Chad GPT said, while not strictly a mob movie, this film involves elements of organized crime. That doesn't count. No. That's a one on the mob of
I mean,
meter.
You have the government and it's elements of organized crime.
Yeah. But, I mean, what do you guys think of this so far? Is this, I think for a celebrity cigar, this is, I wouldn't even classify it as a celebrity cigar because I think it's better than that. I think that's a bad connotation sometimes.
Yeah, solid so far. All right, why don't we take a break? When we come back, we'll have our top five, a six-pack, and some letters in the mailbox.
Only Great Leaf makes great cigars. Aganorsa Leaf stands out because of the distinctive mouthwatering flavors of the Corojo 99 and the Criollo 98 seeds, cultivated by Cuban agronomists on the best lands in Jalapa and Esteli, Nicaragua. When you smoke one of the JFR, JFR Lunatic, Guardian of the Farm, or Casa Fernandez cigars, you will experience the unique taste and aroma that makes Aganorsa Leaf different than any other tobacco in the world. Smoke one today and enjoy the signature flavor of Aganorsa Leaf.
Hello, cigar aficionados. This is Klaus Kellner from Davidoff Cigars. I invite you to taste the elements with Davidoff Escurio, Nicaragua, and Yamasa. From water comes originality. Savor the sweet and spicy originality of the Davidoff Escurio tobaccos born by the rains of Bahia, Brazil. From fire comes intensity. Enjoy the bittersweet aromas and fiery intensity of the Davidoff Nicaragua. From earth comes complexity. Taste the earthy flavors and complex spices that are unique to the red soil of the Yamasa region in Dominican Republic. Only Davidoff Master Blenders could take the power of nature and blend it into a range of exceptional cigars. Each element making each cigar a unique experience. Water, fire, earth. Flavors that have risen from the very world itself. I hope you enjoy them as much as I do. Davidoff Cigars. Cigar adventures to a wider world.
Aging Room 4 Nicaragua Maestro. Named Cigar Aficionado's number one cigar of the year with a 96 rating, is a complex Nicaraguan puro carefully blended by Rafael Nodal and made by AJ Fernandez. As Cigar Aficionado described it, every puff is an overture of flavors that's at times heavy and rich with notes of dark chocolate and wood, and other times subtle and understated with hints of fine caramel and toasted almonds. Treat yourself to an Aging Room 4 Nicaragua today.
Surgeon General warning, cigar smoking can cause cancers of the mouth and throat even if you do not inhale.
And we're back live in the Studio 21 Cigar Studio above Two Guys Smoke Shop in Salem, Hampshire. We're smoking the Bronx Tail Caligeros. And if you want to send us an email, it's the ashholespodcast@gmail.com.
That it is. Do we have any emails
today?
We
do have a few emails.
Oh, we do.
Exciting.
There's a letter in your mailbox.
You got mail.
First one's from Charlie. He says, I'm smoking the Rocky Patel 60 and listening to the podcast. I would love Dave's take on the new ban in Massachusetts where they want to ban tobacco products if you're born after 2003.
Well,
Dave's not on the show, but guess what?
We are.
The after show
is
all about that.
Okay, that's tomorrow.
Yep, tomorrow at noon if you go to thecigarauthority.com, or you could just subscribe to The Cigar Authority as well, wherever you listen to this podcast. And we talked about it when the after show. I joined you guys for that one.
You were there.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
I do too.
Yeah, these tobacco bans are BS, man.
Yeah, he said Brookline did it and it upheld in the Supreme Court. Now other towns are going for it. I feel like it's a joke, but it's... What is that going to do for the industry in Mass?
It's not a funny joke, I'll tell you.
Never anything good for Mass.
Well, the first part of your question, it's a joke. The second part is, what's it going to do in Mass? Well, Mass doesn't sell. They already have enough restrictions where the business is already... It's
squeezed until they can't live anymore.
It's crazy. It's very sad.
Next one's from Bill. Says, hello all, I love the show. I have an idea that I hope you find interesting. So a show idea. This is a new one for us. The premise would be to have three unbanded cigars, most likely Robusto size, ideally picked by Ed Santamaria so no one knows what they are. Each of you would have the same cigars. One would be an $8 price range, another would be in the $15 range, and the last would be in a $25 plus range. You would all try and guess which falls into each category, first by appearance, and then again after smoking them. Just a thought, you're a loyal listener.
You know, even for me, 3 cigars in 40 minutes is a stretch.
I think it's a good idea for a show, but yeah, I don't think we'd have to do it as a series.
Yeah. Or
We'd have to do a three-episode series.
Longer format.
Yeah.
Mm. Cigar Authority, you just add in one.
Maybe if you do a special episode or something.
They're always giving Cigar Authority ideas. Why don't they give us... That came to us.
It just doesn't really fit the format.
I think we do 3 episodes. I think we could do it.
Yeah.
And there was another email specifically to me. It has nothing to do with cigars. It was about Dan's wedding. Suggesting a wedding venue. Well, the good news is we booked a wedding venue.
Congratulations.
If you have vendors for anything other wedding related, you can send those emails too. Yeah. I'll take it. So is that all the emails?
That's it for now. Yeah.
All right. Well, we got a 6-pack this week.
We do. It's still called Dave's Weekly 6-Pack. So
but it's Ed's.
Well, not really. If anyone has a problem with this, they want to contact Dave because I'm just the reader, not the creator.
You're just the talent.
Yeah. The first one in the 6-pack is this cigar we're smoking today, which, by the way, I think is very enjoyable. Mm. And that's the Bronx Tale Toro at 1219. And I'm sensing a theme here. Number 2 is Garofalo La Familia Connecticut Epicure at 1099. The Toscano Master Aged at 859. La Giana Maduro Robusto at 899.
Oh.
All Saints St. Francis Robusto, $10.99.
You know what Google says that St. Francis was? St. Francis of Assisi was an Italian mystic.
A mystic saint. He loved the animals too, didn't he?
I think so, sure.
Yeah. Did he smoke cigars?
I don't.
Maybe he smoked Toscano.
I don't know how he felt about big game animals.
Oh, but yeah.
He did like
I don't know how much big game there was in Italy.
And the Sereno Royale Connecticut Robusto at $11.39. So that's a total value of $63.14. But these 6 can be yours for only $53.99.
$53.99. That's a deal. 15% off. And if you want to find the Dave's Weekly 6-Pack, you can only find it if you listen to this show.
Correct.
And what you can do is you go to 2guyscigars.com. That's the number 2. GuysCigars.com. Type in the search bar, Dave's with apostrophe S, Dave's all one word, and they'll come up and you can find the weekly 6-pack. It changes every week. If you're listening to the show on Tuesday, the new one will be live right now. If you're listening next Tuesday, it'll be a different 6-pack after 3 o'clock. So you
and
have all week.
The following Tuesday, it'll be different again.
Yes.
Like every week.
Every week.
Wow.
Every week, we got a new deal for you. And only if you listen to the show, you can get a chance to check it out. So visit 2guyscigars.com and get the weekly 6-pack this week.
Actually, I like the 6-pack. That's a nice variety on there.
Yeah.
You're tempted, aren't you?
I am very tempted.
You pair it with a little gabagoo, a little prosciutto, maybe some cheese. What's your favorite cheese, Ed?
I'm not sure.
Not sure?
I mean, oddly, I'm a big fan of just American cheese.
Like as a charcuterie item?
No.
Okay.
I don't do this charcuterie. Yeah. You know?
I'm not a hipster.
I mean, I might have a bite out of a summer sausage. And,
oh, okay.
You know, but American is good.
It has its place. But, I mean, for...
Careful with the hand singles there, buddy. Boy,
charcuterie cheese. Aaron, you charcuterie guy?
Nah, no. Too much.
Ed, you're the cultured one of us, and you're not into charcuterie?
It seems so freaking pretentious. American cheese,
while I'm a fan, does seem close to a meatball cheese.
That's okay. It's okay. It's all American.
Barely a cheese. That's right.
Charcuterie. Oh, look at my charcuterie board.
It's like, just give me a sandwich.
You know what I can't stand about charcuterie boards, though, is when they put all the stuff that you don't eat, like the grapes and all this weird stuff. Like, just put the meat and the cheese. Mm-hmm. It's not that hard.
No.
You know what's also not that hard is this week's top 5.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Here is today's top 5 list.
All right. Today's top 5, naturally, is the top 5 mob movies/shows.
According to whom?
Me.
All right.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen all of them, all of the ones in the top five.
Mm-hmm.
And only those. No, I've seen more of them. But this is the top five for this week. So number five, we said it was underrated. It is underrated. Donnie Brasco.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you guys seen Donnie Brasco?
Haven't seen Donnie Brasco.
You haven't. No. I think it's on Netflix right now.
Oh, yeah.
That one's good. It's Johnny Depp plays an undercover cop, and he is paired with Al Pacino, who's kind of an aging mobster.
Is there a talking dog in it, too?
No. No. What? Nah, I was like, where's the reference there?
All the dumb movies that get put on Netflix nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, damn.
No, it was a good one. It was a good one. Definitely check out Donnie Brasco. Have it. Number four, John Cunningham's favorite movie, The Kilt Man, The Departed.
I do love it.
You want to know there's a secret in The Departed? I don't know if you know this. There's a bunch of Easter eggs. You ever heard like in The Godfather and stuff, there's Easter eggs with oranges? Mm. So every time you see oranges in a scene, someone's going to die. So in The Departed,
I'm going to have to check that out.
In The Departed, every time you see an X behind someone, they're going to die. So like when Leo is in Logan walking through, it's all X's. When Martin Sheen, whoops, spoiler alert, falls off the building, it's all X's in the windows. Behind Leo, behind Matt Damon's head is an X.
Does Carlito know this?
I don't know. Well, it's not on a cigar.
He doesn't want to be standing in front of an Opus X sign.
No, no. But yeah, there's a little Easter egg for you. Number three, Godfather Part Two.
It seems low.
It is low, but it was the right choice.
No, it wasn't.
You don't think so?
No.
So right. This is your order.
This is my order.
All right.
Okay.
Number two is Goodfellas. Great. So rewatchable. That's the difference. Godfather 2, I think, is a better movie if you watch it once. But Goodfellas is so rewatchable, it makes it better. And then coming in at number one.
Only because you added the show's clause.
That's correct. These are all 10s on the Mabometer, by the way.
Whoa.
Wow.
And it's got to be The Sopranos. Because you know what's better than watching Goodfellas? That's 2 hours. Watching six seasons of The Sopranos.
Yeah, right. Although the ending was, yeah.
You didn't like the ending?
Didn't like the ending.
But. The more I sit with the ending, the more I like the ending.
I'm thinking Goodfellas was like a 9.7 on the Mabometer, which makes it a 9.
It has to be. Yeah, it's a 9, but no, it's a 10. That's full mob from the beginning to end. There's no inspired by or organized crime adjacent. It is a full mob movie. And Sopranos is great. I mean, if you haven't watched the show, watch it.
Because it's a lot of iconic scenes.
It's funny. It's dramatic. Mm-hmm. It's good. You can't beat it. Yeah. But, plus, Tony Soprano is the background on my phone.
No way.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Smoking a cigar with the Ducks. You probably can't see it at home. You definitely can't. But
I find that vaguely disturbing.
No. I think it's good. I thought it was good.
I'm not snuggling with you. I'm just getting away from you.
What's wrong? He's you know.
No. It's fine.
He also was on my Mount Rushmore, which you guys denied me of back in the archives. Right. Yeah, Chrissy shut that down real quick. For Ron Perlman. Yeah, he was shut down.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And you're bitter.
Yeah. JFK was shut down.
Yep.
Shut down or shut down?
Assassinated.
Well, one the other.
Shut down.
Yeah. Just like Tony Soprano was. That's what happened at the end, you know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I know most of my picks got on the list. That's all I know.
All right. Well, let's review this.
We should do a Westerns version of this, too.
Oh,
Westerns.
Oh.
A lot of cigar smoking in those.
What do you think? What would you say your favorite Westerns are, real quick?
Oh, anything by, Clint Eastwood. I mean, every single movie he's in. As a Western, he's smoking a cigar. Yeah, lighting that tip off and smoking that baby away.
Toscanos,
yeah. Probably, yeah.
Italy,
Spaghetti Westerns.
Yeah.
Do you think that No Country for Old Men is a Western?
No.
We've been over this, haven't we?
It is.
Yeah, I don't know.
On the Western meter, where would you give it, Aaron?
Like a 2.
A 2?
What's your contention that makes that a Western?
They said it was a Western, the Coen brothers.
Yeah, well, they also like to
say what?
Crazy stuff.
I believe them.
See, I think that's more of a gangster one.
No Country for Old Men?
Yeah, because basically he stole the gangster's drugs.
Yeah, it's more of a hitman movie.
Yeah, I mean, the crazy guy was great in that movie.
Oh, yeah, Javier Bardem.
Yeah, phenomenal.
He was great in that. He was great in Bond. He was, was it Skyfall? Yeah, Skyfall. He was the main bad.
He's meant to be a villain.
Oh, he's perfect.
Whoa, he was good in that movie.
He also, during COVID, a bunch of actors did scenes from Princess Bride.
Yeah.
And they all reenacted different parts of it. And he played, what's his name? Inigo Montoya.
Oh, nice, yeah.
And he did it with Bryan Cranston was playing the Five-Fingered Man. Excellent. Go out of your way to watch that.
Yeah, I mean, him going into the gas station with the coin flipping scene.
Yeah.
That was some good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You have to call it.
You got to call it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's call this. Let's flip the coin here.
Is the Cigar Expo going to be like, you flip the coin if you lose?
I don't know.
I
don't think you're going to get murdered if you flip the coin. But, you know, we have the New England Cigar Expo on sale this Saturday. VIP and two-day tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. at all Two Guys Smoke Shop locations, Seabrook, Nashua, and Salem, and twoguyscigars.com. You'll be able to buy the VIP and two-day tickets. That is your best opportunity to flip your own coin. So,
but if you flip the coin and you lose, you might wish you were dead.
I think so. Well, so you're going to, if the main prize for the game show this year is, I mean, we have to change the posters. We said over $30,000 worth of gold. Yeah. It's almost 40 now. Yeah. We talked about it last week. Since we announced the expo, the price of gold has skyrocketed. So if you get down to the end, if there's one person left, you're gonna have you're gonna win a half pound of gold, which is probably $16,000-$18,000 worth. It's probably more than that now, $18,000-$19,000 worth of gold.
Yeah.
And you have the opportunity to flip. Now, John, we haven't asked you because you haven't been on the show. You're in return. If you were the person, would you flip, or would you take the money and run? Now, keep in mind, if you do flip the coin, you still get one ounce of gold, which is about,
you get the coin, yeah,
2500.
And you know, everybody in the room is going to be saying flip the coin because everyone wants the excitement of it.
No, I take the cash.
You take the money and run.
Yeah, daddy wants a new Harley.
There you go. How much is a new Harley these days?
Ooh,
yeah, you might need more. Well, the full pound.
You may need a full pound.
yeah
flip the coin then.
You know, the fat boy goes around 20,000, I think.
Well, you could get like half of it.
Be most way there.
Yeah. Good down payment, right? So,
oh, well, that'd be very nice, yeah.
If you want to get to the expo and you want to go to night one, it is true that we're selling one day tickets for Saturday and for Friday night on Monday, May 6th. But if we sell all of the VIP and 2 day tickets, there will be no 1 day tickets for night one.
Ooh.
So, best chance to get in and lock in your chance to win is visit Two Guys Smoke Shop this weekend on Saturday or twoguyscigars.com and get your tickets while you can.
You've got the best odds for that amount of money anywhere.
Yeah,
seriously.
And not only that, your best odds, if you buy a regular 2 day ticket for $395, you're getting over $500 worth of cigars before you walk in the door in terms of value. So, want to get on those fast, but let's review this bad boy and call it a day. What do you say?
All right. I've got my number down. I gave it a solid 90. I mean, it's got great flavor. Performs well.
I believe Aaron is correct. I also gave it a 90.
All right.
Very surprising.
Yes.
I went a little low on this one. I gave it an 85.
Whoa. 85.
I mean, I do enjoy it. I am going to finish this cigar. I mean, I do enjoy it. I do like the taste, but I don't know. It just...
just doesn't hit you right.
No,
just
doesn't hit me right. Happens. Yeah,
so you got to be careful.
He smokes a lot of 60 ring gauge.
Normal. If I gave you the Gordo, maybe you'd like it better.
Maybe.
Now, we have to go back. You're gonna have to go back into the archives, listen to Kiltman episodes to figure out what your average score was. Because 85, that's low for, you know, this crew.
He's basically saying it's shit.
He's just,
okay.
Especially don't change your score.
How about 89.9? How about that?
No.
Well, that would be an 89.
Yeah, that's an 89. Wow, I like it. Coming back hot.
Yep.
I would maybe not pick Chaz Palminteri to play that game with, but.
Ooh.
It's, you know what? It's because it's Bronx Tale and they beat up the bikers.
That's true.
Why.
That's right. Well, I'm going to rectify. I gave it a 91.
All right.
Really good, and I think, like Ed said, really surprising for a celebrity cigar.
I didn't expect it to be as good as it is.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to smoking this after the show. So, I mean, that's it for mob movies until we get to Western soon, I guess, you know. But next week on the Cigar Authority, we'll talk about the expo tickets that'll be on sale this weekend, see where we're at. Probably not going to be much left by the time we air on Tuesday, but what we're really going to talk about next week is... Lounge Lizards.
Ooh.
We all know them. You love them. You see them every week. Some of the best and worst habits of your favorite friends in the cigar
lounge.
The
names will be changed to protect the innocent.
Oh, we're going to name names?
No, we're not.
All right, perfect.
Well, I think changing names would be kind of fun.
But, yeah, we'll see what happens. But until then, you've been listening to the Ashholes broadcasting from the Studio 21 Cigar Studio, right above Two Guys Smoke Shop in Salem, New Hampshire. We'll see you next Tuesday.
And opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, or callers of this program do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Studio 21 Podcast Cafe, the United Podcast Network, its partners, or affiliates.